Okay. Let's start by going over some of the ground from yesterday. Yesterday was a big breakthrough for me in Yonim. I think Mamish exploded a lot of the rain out of the water. I want to go over some of the ground from yesterday. I'm going to unmute everybody. So I muted everybody, but you could unmute. Can I close this window? I press this, will it close the whole thing? That's what the... Why doesn't this close? Well, here we go. Okay, so let's go over some of yesterday's ground, maybe with the Hashlam a little bit in the Cheshbon, how it all hangs together. So we saw the Gemara says that my time with Yechon Mishum the Chosel Litzarufi. So the Poshub Shalachar is that it's Chosel Litzarufi means it's Chosel Tim Mistarif to Shir of Chiyuv. The Shir of Chiyuv is a Kazayas, a Chachi Zayas or a Kesevis, whatever the Shir is. And a Chachi Shir is Joitim Mistarif to the Shir of Chiyuv, so therefore it's also Osso. We shouldn't discuss why do you have to have a Pasuk also? It's a Pasuk, why do you need a Svar? Rabbi Chananel says, that Chosel Litzrufe, Rabbi Chananel says that because it's Chosel Litzrufe, therefore it's an Achila Ma'alya. So I thought that it's Menduik and Rabbi Chananel that the word of Chosel Litzrufe, it doesn't mean, I'm just the translation of the words, it doesn't mean that it's Roy to be Mitztarev to a Shir of Chiyuv, and therefore it's also. It means it's Roy to be Mitztarev to a Shir of Achila, and therefore it's a Maisa Achila. And if Yochanan is addressing Reish Lakish's concern, Reish Lakish said, the Gemara says, my time with Reish Lakish. Because lav achilu, he less than a kezayis, not called the maisa achilu, teres leisaych, a less than a kezayis, not a maisa achilu. So Rabbi Yochanan's response is that since it's royitim, we start to a maisa achilu, so it's called the maisa achilu. But Rabbi Yochanan is not explaining, according to Vastab Shah, according to Rabbi Chananel, Rabbi Yochanan is bechlal not explaining, how do I know that chatzishir is osur at all? In other words, the Torah asked Chatzishir. I mean, we don't know the Torah asked Chatzishir. The Torah asked the Shir. The Torah said, if you eat Chazir, you get Malchus. So that's what we're going to eat Kazayas. So how do you know the Torah asked Chatzishir altogether? According to this translation of the words, Rabbi Yochanan is not addressing that. Rabbi Yochanan is just addressing, how do you know, how could it be that eating a Chatzizayas is called a Maisa Achila, it's called Lisechel? So he said, no, it's Chositi Mestarav to an Achila Shlema, so therefore it's an Achila, it's Karina Ba Achila. Achila Karina Ba. Okay, so it's an achilo. But it's an achilo of a dover amutter. A chatzishir l'chor is a dover amutter. The Torah didn't answer it. Where do I see the Torah even answer a chatzishir? The answer is from Kol Chaylev. That talk is learned out from Kol Chaylev. So the Melech comes out that according to Ben Chananel, the posuk and the svara of Chosel Litzrufe are doing two totally different things. The posuk of Kol Chaylev is telling me that a chatzishir is something the Torah forbade. That half the kazayas of chazir is a dover also. Without kol chaylev, I would say half the kazayas of chazir is mamish innocuous. You're allowed to eat it. But she's not allowed to eat it because the Torah said kol chaylev. But if it only said kol chaylev, so I say fine. The chatzizayas of chazir is a dover also, but only if you eat it. And eating it has to be a maisa achilo and less than a kazayas, not a maisa achilo. So where's the loisoychal? For that I need Rabbi Yechon and Svar that chazir l'srufi since it's right to be mitzaref to an achilo shlema. So it's called. A maisa, it's called a maisa achilu. So memel l'fizeh, it's much more nicha. The Rishonim's kasha: why do we need a pasuk and a svar? Rishonim ask: why do we need a svar? It's a pasuk. Teretz says: yeah, it's a pasuk, but the pasuk only says that chatzizayis is a dover also. It doesn't say in pasuk that it's a maisa achilu. That doesn't say in kol chaylev. So, but that's says the Gemara. Says it erchna, but that's a svar. Of course, according to Reish Lakish, that it's not a maisa achilu. So then, what's the nafkah mean in the pasuk? Now he's saying it's two different things. So we have a machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Is it a ma'is achila? Yochanan says yes. Chosel Litzrufe. Reish Lakish says no. It's not a ma'is achila. Well, according to Reish Lakish, it's not a ma'is achila. So the my nafkah mina in the drush of kol chaylev. The Torah says kol chaylev that a half a kazayis of chaylev is also. So what? But it's also to eat, and it's not shayach to eat it because chatzizayis is not a ma'is achila. So the answer is Einachinami. That's why the Gemara says that according to Reish Lakish, the pasuk must be an asmachta. Because the Torah is not going to tell me a halacha that it has no nafkamina. So al kochach, the drosh kol chaylev, al kochach, Rish Lakish has to hold that there really is no drasha kol chaylev, and it's a, or it's for koy, but it's not for chatzis shear, and if it's mutter, so it comes out in effect that according to Rish Lakish, chatzis shear is mutter for two reasons. First of all, chatzis shear is mutter because it's not a ma'is achilo. But furthermore, once it's not a ma'is achilo, so there's no nafkamina kol chaylev, so there's no drasha of kol chaylev. So it's not, so there, so that's another reason why chatzis shear is mutter. It's mutter because it's not a ma'is achilo, and it's also mutter because it heard it in aseret. Because Kol Chaylev is only an Esmachta. Which Rabbi Yochanan holds, Kol Chaylev is a Drosha Gemur. The Torah did answer it. And I, where's the Ma'is Achilo? Torah Tis Chosel Itzrufi. I think that's how, from those few words of Rabbi Yochanan, I think you see that's how Rabbi Yochanan learned up Pshat in the, learned up Pshat in the Gemur. So Mela, it's very geschmack now, the Yishalmi. Yerushalmi says Meida Rish Lakish, but that Rish Lakish is Meida by Yisri Ano, by Yom Kippur, and by Daita LaHashlim. So it's only Yisri Ano and Yom Kippur. So the Gaon explains that because over there, you don't need a Ma'is Achilo, all you need is Hano. So a Chatzis Shir of Hano is also Hano, you know, and a Chatzis Shir of Yisri Daita and Yom Kippur is also called the Yisri Daita. So Chatzis Shir is also. So we asked at the time when we were talking about the Yerushalmi last week, we asked, okay, I hear that it's called the Yisuvi Daita a little bit. I understand that it's Yisuvi Daita a little bit. I understand that it's Hano a little bit. So it doesn't lack in the Maisa Hano. It is a Hano. It doesn't lack in the Maisa Yisuvi Daita. It is a Yisuvi Daita. But it's not what the Torah asked. The Torah asked the Yisuvi Daita Kisevis. The Torah asked a Hano Kishira Hano. What exactly Shira Hano is by Yisuvi Hano? Shavaputu or Kizais, whatever the Shira of Yisuvi Hano is. Let's say Shavar Puta. Shavar Puta is worth of Ano. Whatever the shear is, but that's the shear that the Torah asked. So what does it help that it's a Ketsas Yisuvi Daita? What does it help that it's a Ketsas Hano? But it's not the Hano that the Torah asked. The Torah asked Hano of Kishir. The Torah asked an Achilu and Kippur of Kishir. The answer is that the Yerushalmi holds that Reish Lakish is made to the Drosha Kol Chaylev. Reish Lakish holds Kol Chaylev is a Drosha Deraisa. Not like the Babli. The Babli holds Kol Chaylev is an Asmachta. The Babli, according to Rish Lakish. But the Babli Yerushalmi holds that the drosha of Kol Chaylev is a drosha of Gemur Deraisa. And it says in Kol Chaylev that a Chatzis Shear is a Dover also. The only thing is, Rish Lakish holds, but it's not a Ma'is Achilo. So it's Mutter because it's not a Ma'is Achilo, Minatoya. But that's only when you need a Ma'is Achilo. By Yom Kippur and by Yisur, I know you don't need a Ma'is Achilo. So in Mela, Kol Chaylev tells me that it's also Minatoya. So you'll ask me, and this Nakuta is a little bit new. I didn't say this yesterday. So you'll ask me, according to the Yerushalmi, that Kol Chaylev is a drosha gemur, even according to Rish Lakish, not like the Babli that Rish Lakish holds in Asmachta, but the Yerushalmi holds Kol Chaylev is a drosha gemur deraisa. So what's the nafka mean in Kol Chaylev? How can Kol Chaylev be a drosha gemur? If Rish Lakish holds that a Chatzis Shear, if Rish Lakish holds that a Chatzis Shear is not a Ma'is Achilo, so then how can Kol Chaylev be a Drosha Gemura? What's the Nafkamina in Kol Chaylev? So find the Torah said it's a Dover also. But only to eat. You're not allowed to eat Chaylev. And there's no such thing as eating a Chatzis Shear of Chaylev, because not an Achilo. So how can the Drosha be a Drosha Gemura? And that's the reason why the Babli Taka says it's an Asmachta according to Rish Lakish. So how can Yerushalmi be Chaylev? How can Yerushalmi hold that even according to Rish Lakish, Kol Chaylev is a Drosha Gemura deraisa? What's the nafkamina in Kol Chaylev? So you could say there's nafkamina for Yom Kippur. It's a doichik to say that the drosha of Kol Chaylev is only nafkamina for Yom Kippur. Someone has to be nafkamina for Chaylev. So what's the answer? What's the
Hashlam?
What?
Daita
l'Hashlam. Daita l'Hashlam? Daita l'Hashlam. Who said that?
Here. Sorry.
I don't know who said it.
I can't put my camera on Shimi Kaufman. I'm new.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Daita l'Hashlim. The Yerushalmi says that Rish Lakish is also made by Daita l'Hashlim. That means Rish Lakish holds when it's Daita l'Hashlim, it's a Ma'is Achilo. When it's Daita l'Hashlim to a Shir Achilo, then that's called a Ma'is Achilo, even according to Rish Lakish. So according to Rish Lakish, Kol Chaylev could be a Drosha Gemur Deraisa. When it's Daita l'Hashlim, because when it's Daita l'Hashlim to a Shir Kizayis, and even Rish Lakish holds it as a Ma'is Achilo. So Kol Chaylev tells me that if it's Daita l'Hashlim, then it's also the Chatzis Ayis of Chaylev. So the Yerushalmi L'shitoso is able to hold that Kol Chayla was a drasha gemur deraisa even according to Rish Lakish. Nafkamina when it's daiti lahashlim. So in the Mela, there's a drasha gemur even according to Rish Lakish that a chatzishir is also be'etzim. The only thing is normally it's mutter when it's not daiti lahashlim because not a ma'isa chila. But Yom Kippur, and he said, no, you don't need a ma'isa chila. So there is taka also in that time, Rish Lakish. In those three things, it's all connected. Because Rish Lakish is made by daiti lahashlim, so Mela drasha Kol Chayla was a drasha gemur deraisa. Once to a Kol Chayla was a drasha gemur deraisa, that means a chatzishir is a davar osur. If it's a dover also, so why is it mutter min ha'tayr? Only because not a ma'isachilo ordinarily when it's not daiti lahashlim. But in Yisira, I know in Yom Kippur when I don't need a ma'isachilo, then it'll be also min ha'tayr. My Rish Lakish, then it's also min ha'tayr. That's all the Yushalmi. But the Babli hold doesn't have the svar of daiti lahashlim, and that's muchach in the Babli that the Babli doesn't hold from daiti lahashlim. Because if there's Yushalmi, if the Babli had the svar of that my Rish Lakish but daiti lahashlim, then why does it say that according to Rish Lakish kolchelim is an asmachta? Kol Chaylev is Nitzruch for Daita Lahashlim. Al Kochuch, the Babli doesn't hold from Daita Lahashlim. So according to the Babli, there's no case of Kol Chaylev according to Rish Lakish because it's never a Ma'is Achila. If it's never a Ma'is Achila, then how could the Torah tell me that a Chatzis Ais of Chaylev is also if you could ever be able to the issue because you need a Ma'is Achila? Al Kochuch, that Kol Chaylev is only an Asmachta. Once Kol Chaylev is an Asmachta, then according to Rish Lakish, Chatzishir is Mutter for two reasons. First of all, because it's not a ma'isa chilo. But besides that, even when that's not negeya, but also there's no drasha of kol chaylev, because kol chaylev is a nasmachta. If there's no drasha of kol chaylev, then a chatzishir is mutter be'etzim. If a chatzishir is mutter be'etzim, then it's mutter Yom Kippur also. So that's the Babli Lishit Tosoi, that Rish Lakish is chaylev, given by Yom Kippur. That's Pshitus Rabbeinu Chananel. It's very clear, I think, in Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a whole new mahalach. So it comes out like this, it comes out according to Rish Lakish. That the main reason why Rabbi Yochanan asks Chatzishir, the main reason why Chatzishir is Osir is because of Kol Chaylev. Kol Chaylev says that Chatzishir is a Dover HaOsir. The only thing is, but you need a Ma'is Achila. So that depends. By Yom Kippur, you don't need a Ma'is Achila. And by Yisrael, I know you don't need a Ma'is Achila. But what about a case where you need a Ma'is Achila? Like Chaylev, we need a Ma'is Achila. Where's the Ma'is Achila? There it is. That's a svar already. That since it's chazi l'serufei, that the chatzishir is right in the chatzis eyes is right in its starf to a shir achilo, to a shir of a ma'is achilo. The chatzi achilo could be part of an achilo shlemo. So as Rabbi Chananel says, achilo karina based on what's called a ma'is achilo. But that's only explaining the chazi l'serufei is just explaining where's the ma'is achilo. But the etzem idea that a chatzishir is a dover osir at all. That a chatzishir is something that the Torah forbade. No, something could be a ma'is achila, but it doesn't mean that it's also. I can go and have a bowl of vanilla ice cream, and it's a ma'is achila, but it's, as long as it hasn't OU, it's not a dover also. So chazal tzerufi just makes it that it's a ma'is achila. But if it's not something that a chatzishir is a ma'is achila, but who says the Torah forbade it? Maybe it's a ma'is achila in something that's kosher. Chatzishir is kosher. Where does it say that chatzishir is not kosher? That's a learned out only from Kol Chaylev. Ela, I think that's the Pshitus Ramban. The Ramban holds that by Nedarim and Shavuos, Chatzishir is mutter. Why is it mutter? What happened to Chazal Tzerufi? Right, so the Rishiva Shereid is that the Ramban holds Chazal Tzerufi is only a Sibba, it's only a Simen, and it's a Simen Varaya, and here you don't have the Simen Varaya. You don't need any of that. The Ramban holds Poshut, like the Ramban didn't say anything about it. The Ramban doesn't even talk about Chazal Tzerufi. And the Ran and the Chidushim, when he's the Kaidim Chazor, when he held like the Ramban, he didn't say a word about Chosel Tzerufi. By the Ramban, Chosel Tzerufi is irrelevant. Chosel Tzerufi is just a svar that it's a Ma'is Achilo. But it has to be a Dover also. What makes Chatzishir a Dover also is there's a Chosel Kol Chaylev. The Torah said half of his eyes of Chazor is treif. But half of his eyes of a Dover that he was Nishba Olov is not treif. Like the Ramban speaks out, it's Hetu Gomer. He only was Nishba and a Kazayas. So there, hefik is ice. There's no kol chaylev on that. Hefik is ice by nedarim and shavuos is be'etzem a dover hamutter. So you could say chazal tzerufi from today till tomorrow. Chazal tzerufi makes it into a ma'is achila, but it's a ma'is achila in kosher food because a chatzi zayis in nedarim and shavuos is kosher. So that's what the Ramban says. That the whole iddin of chatzishir is only shayach and yisurei Torah because there the Torah said kol chaylev that hefik is ice of chaylev also has an isur chaylev. But by Nedarim and Shavuos, Hefik is ice, doesn't have an Issa Shavuot. So their tak is mutter. So that's the Shitas Ramban. And the Ram claimed in Chazor that by Nedarim and Shavuos, no Dinam Chatzishir. That's the Ran Kodim Chazor. Comes along the Ran Lacha Chazor in the Perush Al Arif. And the Ran says, no, I see in the Gemara that the Gemara says that Taimud Rav Yochanan is as Chazor Tzerufe. What changed? And what Kodim Chazor, he didn't know because it's Chazor Tzerufe. So what changed Lacha Chazor? Teretz says, I said yesterday, and the Ramban is speaking it out. What changes Le'acha Chazara is that up till now, the Ramban, Kaidim Chazara, the Ram thought, like the Ramban, that the Iker time of Rabbi Yochanan is only Askel Chaylov. And the Chazal Suf is just a side point to explain where's the Maisa Achilo. Le'acha Chazara, the Ram said, it's not Mashmah the Gemara that way. Because the Lashon Gemara is my time of Rabbi Yochanan, because it's Chazal Suf. It's Mashmah, that's the Iker time of Rabbi Yochanan. Not just a side issue, where's the Maisa Achilo. That's the Iker time of Rabbi Yochanan. Why is the Chatzis Shir Osir? Because of Chazal Tzruf, it's a Sibay Seres. Not because of the Gzeres of Chazal Kol Chaylev. Chazal Tzruf is the time of Rabbi Yochanan. So then the Ram has to address the question. Why do I need to do time of Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara says later that time of Rabbi Yochanan is because of Kol Chaylev. And that was also part in the Ram. Why is the Ram Marech? Why do we need a Pasuk Anas for it? But he's explaining why he was Chazer. And the Fidu Ramban, Kaidim Chazor, he didn't have to explain why he needed a Pasuk Anas for it. Why is that part of his chazor? Part of his chazor is that he sees Tol in Chazal Sufi, I widen in Chazal Sufi in a Pasuk. Teretz is Poshut. Because Kaidim Chazor, when he thought like the Ramban, so he wasn't bothered at all. Why do we need a Svar and why do we need a Pasuk? They're addressing different things. The main time of Rabbi Yochanan is the Pasuk. That's how I know that a Chatzishi is also. The Chazal Sufi is for the side point of where's the Maisa Achilo. But now the Ran Lacha Chazor says, no, it's not Mashman and Gemara that way. It's Mashman and Gemara, the Chazal Sufi, that's the Sibay Seres. If Chazal Sufi is the Sibay Seres, so why do I need a Chazal Sufi? I have a Pasuk. If I have a Pasuk, why do I need a Svar? So he says, no, the Pasuk is only by Chaylev. How do you know Shari Surim? So I have to explain the time of the Krah, the reason why the Torah asked Chatzis Shir of Chaylev is because it's Chazal Sufi. But the Chazal Sufi is the Neshama of the Xeris HaKosuk. That's the reason why the Torah asked Kol Chaylev is because it's Chazal Sufi. Because it's Roitim Estarev to a Shir Chiyuv. Not to a Shir Achilo, but to a Shir Achiyam. Now Chazal Tzrufi means, not that it's Roitim Asarav to a Shir Achilo, and therefore it's an Achilo. Now Chazal Tzrufi means that it's Roitim Asarav to a Shir Achiyuv, and therefore it's Osir. Which is what originally we had always thought that it meant. Before we met Rabbeinu Chananel. But Chazal Tzrufi means, since it's Roitim Asarav to a Shir Achiyuv, so therefore the Torah asked it. That's what the Ram now is Mechavish in the Chazor. That Chazal Tzrufi means, the Drosh of Kol Chaylev. The Torah asked Kol Chaylev, the acid, something that doesn't have a chiyuv, because it's roiti mistarf to a shir chiyuv, therefore the Torah acid. So why do I need a pasuk? But I also need a svar to tell me that the pasuk is not limited to chaylev. So once that's true, so it's true by the Dharma and Shavuos also. Because once the time of the Kov called chaylev is because it's chosel tzerufei, so then by the Dharma and Shavuos also chosel tzerufei. Since it's roi listarf to a shir chiyuv, the Torah acid, that's true by the Dharma and Shavuos too. It is roi listarf, this is a chiyuv pachas mikashir. It's right to be mitzarev to a shir of chiyuv. So Mele, the Torah said kol chaylev, even in regard to that, if kol chaylev has a time of the krah because it's chazal tzerufei, so that's true by the Dharma Shavuos too, and that's the Ran la'acha chazar. Atkan from yesterday with a little bit of Tosefos in the cheshbon. So first of all, it comes out like this. It comes out now that from this machlokes, the Ram and the Rabban, we have no mokker, and we're going back to Rav Chanan's chakira. Rav Chanan is the original Chakir of Rav Chanan. I'll give you my Mokum, by the way, if you want to look at Rav Chanan inside. Rav Chanan says it in a few places. One of the places, I jotted it down, is in Kaibit Shmuas and Chulur Eis Mem Hei. And Rav Chanan says it elsewhere also. And Rav Shach Neav Yezri is Barichus. But the classic raid, Rav Chanan's raid, was that you have this Chakir, what's the Pshat in Chazal Tzrufi? Is it a Simon or a Sibo? Meaning, is it a simon v'raya? The fact that I'm chayiv in the whole is a raya that every little bit must have also been osur, or is it a siba yiseres? And the raid was that that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that it's a siba yiseres, so it's chayiv by the Dharma Shavuos also, and the Ramban held that it's a simon of a siba. It's a simon v'raya, and the simon v'raya is somehow only by shari surim, not by nedarim, because by nedarim. It's not a raya that every little bit is also because the Iker Isir is the violating the Bitus Vasayim. So Mela, the fact that the whole thing's Mechayim is not a raya that every little bit must have been a Maisis. And that was the Melchonin's raid. Lefi Advar Me'ela, half of that raid, Mamish disappeared. There was the Chelik, which began to the Ramban, and the Ran Kainim Chazor, what does the Ramban hold? So that's a whole different world. The Ramban is not going with the Chazal Tzrufa at all. But the Machlokes, the Ran Kainim Chazor, and the Ran La'acha Chazor, the Rambam and the Ramban, is not a Machlokes of how to interpret Chazal Tzrufa. That was one of the riots, one of the things that instigated this whole line of thinking. Because if the Nekudas HaMachlokes is in how to define Chazal Tzrufa the way Rav Elchanan has it, then when the Ran had this Chazorah, what the Ran should be busy with is, I'm changing my mind on what Chosu Strufe means. Not in the Ramban, and the Ran is clearly not the way. The Ran, the thing that makes the Ran make his 180 degree turn is not that he changed his mind if Chosu Strufe is a simon or a sibo. What made him change his mind is that he looked at the Gemara and he saw in the Gemara that Chosu Strufe is not a side issue about whether it's a Maisa Achila, but that's the Iker time of the Rabbi Yechon. So Mela, the whole Ramban, the Ram Kleinim Chazorah, now has nothing to do with Chazal Tzrufa. It's not that they had a different take in Chazal Tzrufa. It's that they didn't think that Chazal Tzrufa had anything to do with why Chatzishir is also. Chatzishir is also because of Kol Chaylev. That's why it's a Dover also. Chazal Tzrufa is just for the side issue of the Maisa Achila. And where's the Rambam? And the Ram Lacha Chazorah, they held no. Time with the Rabbi Yochanan is because of Chazal Tzrufa. Chazal Tzrufa makes it also even by the Dorim and Shavuot. So Mela, I no longer have, and then it's a sibo. Once it's applied to the Dharma and Shavuos, it's a sibo, because it could be mitzaref to a shir chiyuv. So it's just, that's a reason why the Torah asked it, and it asked it even by the Dharma and Shavuos. So if that's the case, at this point, we don't really have a firm ground, at least so far in Rishonim, that there's anybody who learns that Chazal Tzrufa is a simon v'raya. That Chazal Tzrufa is a hechocho, that every little bit must be osur, because if you're chayiv on the whole thing, that every little bit must have been a maisa iser. Up till now, the Rambam was carried the flag for that shita, according to Rav Elchanan. And now the Rambam is a different, I mean the Ramban rather, the Ramban carried the flag for that shita. Now it turns out the Ramban's Rabbi Hananel's world is not going with Chazal Tzrufa. So I don't know if a foundation in the Ramban, that is anybody who learns that Chazal Tzrufa is a simon v'raya. And the emphasis, I would be skeptical a little bit about the whole mahalach that Chazal Tzrufa is a simon v'raya. Because the mashal, you see in Rishonim, okay, we don't know what old Rishonim would say about this, but you see in Rishonim when they ask, they're busy with the question, if it's a pasuk, why do we need a svar? So Taisa says, I would have thought the pasuk's an asmachta, and the Ritva says, I would have thought the pasuk's only by Chalev, and the Rav Shavuot says also, I would have thought the pasuk's only by Chalev. But they're all busy with the question, at least the ones who talk about this issue, if I have a pasuk, why do I need a svar? But nobody asks, if it's a svar, why do I need a pasuk? How come nobody asks that question? We have a lot of gemaras, lomeli kos svar. If Chazal Tzrufa is a hechocha, then chatzishir is also, so why do I need a pasuk? I have a hechocha from a svar. I'm not saying it's an unanswerable question. Say maybe the svar is not so muchuch, the rai is not so muchuch, it's better to be buttressed with the pasuk. But nobody even asked the question. I think that's also a chacha that either go through Menachanana, that the whole thing doesn't start because they're addressing two different things. Kol Chayil is addressing, where does it say that it's also? And Chazal Tzrufa is addressing, where's the Maisa Achilo? So that's, you know, one world. Or, if you learn like the Ran L'Acha Chazor, that Chazal Tzrufa is the time of Rabbi Yochanan, but it's not a simon v'raya. Oh, since the whole thing is chayiv, every little bit al kochach must be also. It's a siba, because if you continue eating, you'll have a chiyuv, and this little bit will be mitzaref to the chiyuv. So therefore, the Torah asks it every little bit. That avada needs a posuk. That's not a, without a posuk, that's nothing. Who says? The Torah can do whatever it wants. The Torah could say that if you eat a shir shalom, you chayiv. That's not a reason to aser, why is that a siba yiseres? Avada needs a posuk called chaylev. It's exeres a kosuv. But the Shas, what's the logic? Like, what does it say in Exeris HaKosuv? So it says in Exeris HaKosuv that an achilo, even if it's not enough to be chayiv, but if it's enough to be mitzaref to a chayiv, so the Torah asked it. But I need the Torah to ask it. You need that sentence. Therefore, the Torah asked it. But if I don't have kol chayiv, then who said the Torah asked it? So Mele Rishonim don't ask if it's a svara, why don't we do a pasuk? The svara is just explaining why the Torah asked it. I need the Torah to do the work of answering it. The Rishonim only asked the other way around. If it's a pasuk, so why don't we need the svar? The Torah asked him, why do you have to need any explanations at all? Kol chaylev, Torah asked him, chatzis shir. So that's it, finished. Why do you have any, what do you need to say in the lumbus? So the answer is, maybe it's an asmachta, if it doesn't have a logic to it, or maybe it's only by chaylev, if it doesn't have any logic to it. So I need to explain, no, there's a logic to what the Torah is doing. The Torah is saying, something which could be mitzaref to a shir chiyuv, the Torah is asked. So here also, I'm none of this is muchach, but all the raglayim l'dover that as far as we know, as far as we see so far in Rishonim, either chazus rufe has nothing to do with Rav Yechon, kemat nothing to do with Rav Yechon at all, like Rav Yechon. I mean, not nothing to do, but it's like a side issue, like Rav Yechon. The main reason why chazus rufe is also is only because of kol chaylev. That's the Ramban. And if you learn that chazus rufe is the time of the Rav Yechon, or the ikka time of the Rav Yechon, like the Ran la'acher chazara, then it means that it's a sibah yisteres. But not that it's a simon v'raya. So we see that from Taisus and from the Ritva and from the Rat. All the Rishonim talk about why do we need a svara if it's a posuk, and they don't talk about why do we need a posuk if it's a svara. It's a right. It's an indication that they learn that it's a sibah yisteres. So I want to talk through a few other issues in Rishonim that the yeshiva shereid is to connect them to this issue of Simon and Sibah, and we'll see now how they look. So there's Ramban, first of all, in Teres Adam. The Ramban in Teres Adam, Shara Sakona, has a very interesting suffix. We'll get to Perek Yom Kippur. We know the Gemara says that a Chayil Yom Kippur, if he needs to eat, and he needs to eat treif, all there is treif, not kosher food, so you give him a nisa kal before you give him a nisa chomer. So if you have, for example, a choice between Tevel and Nevela, so Nevela is only allowed, and Tevel is a chiv misubli shemayim, so you give him Nevela. So the Ramban has a suffix. What if you have a Chayil who needs to eat, and all you have is Nevela and Tevel, but he only needs a Chatzis Shir. He doesn't need more than a Chatzis Shir. So I'm giving him a Chatzis Shir. Is there still a Din of Akala Kal Tchilo? Do I say, well, Tevel is a Chatzis Shir of Chiyav Miso, and Nevela is a Chatzis Shir of a Lav? Better to give him a Chatzis Shir of a Lav than to give him a Chatzis Shir of a Chiyav Miso. But maybe, since you're not going to get Misa anyway for a Chatzis Shir, because Chatzis Shir is only also, it's not Chayev, so maybe there's no difference between a Vela and Tevel. Maybe there's no difference between a Chatzishir and a Vela and a Chatzishir of Tevel. So Sofik and the Ramban is more noted to the first way, that there is still a hierarchy of Akala Kal Tchila, even by Chatzishir. So there's a Rei that was the Chakir, what the Sofik told you, and it's totally how to understand Chosle Tzrufi. Is Chosle Tzrufi a Simon or a Sibah? If it's a Simon, Veraya, since you Chayev on the whole, so every little bit must be also, so then... If the whole, then you're saying that every little bit is usur, you know, that's based on the fact that it's mistarf to the whole. Like, because the whole is chayiv, al kochuk, every little bit is adding up to the whole. So every little bit must be usur too. So then something which is adding up to chayiv miso is more usur than something that's only adding up to chayiv lab. Masha'enkin, if you learn that it's not a simon raya, it's a sibo, because it could be mistarf to shir, so therefore the Torah asked it. So then you could say, Kailu, I mean, it's right from being Mukhachim in these terms, but then you could say, so it's like a new Isser. The Torah asked it because it could come to a Chiyuv. But it's a new Isser, it's an Isser Mechudish, and this Isser Mechudish doesn't have a Chiyuv Miso. So what does it matter that the Torah asked you to eat Tevel because it might add up to a Shir? The Torah asked you to eat Nevela Chatzis Shir because it might add up to a Shir. It's like this new thing that the Torah is asking. So this new thing that the Torah is asking doesn't have a Chiyuv Miso. So what's the difference between the Veil and Tevel? At Khan from the Yeshiva Shiret. With Fibu, we've worked through, the whole thing is the Tos Yisoid, because the Ramban doesn't hold from Chosud Tzrufi as the Yisoid for Chatzis Shir in the first place. The Ramban holds like the Rabbeinu Chananel that Chatzis Shir is not based on Chosud Tzrufi. Chosud Tzrufi is just a sideshow. Where's the Maisa Achilo? The main issue of Chosud Tzrufi, and to the extent that it's a Maisa Achilo, it's a Maisa Achilo Gmura, Maisa Achilo Gomer. The main issue of Chatzis Shir is Kol Chaylev and Kol Chaylev only. It's exactly a Kosu the Torah Asid Kol Chaylev. So the Sofik Leraban, therefore, can't be in the West of Shat and Chosu Tzufi. It's a Sofik in Kol Chaylev. So what's the Sofik? Yeah, so here I don't think it's hard to say. The Sofik is the Torah Asid Kol Chaylev, the Torah Asid the Chatzis Shir of Chaylev, the Torah Asid the Chatzis Shir of Tevel, the Chatzis Shir of Nevel, and so on. It's exactly a Kosu without any, not because of, Fidei Rabban, the Xerus HaKosuv is not because it's Chosu L'Tzrufi. The chazus is like Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a different issue. Where's the ma'is achila? The Torah asked the kol chaylev because the Torah could do what it wants. The Torah asked chas yishir. End of story. So the Ramban sofik is when the Torah asked, the Torah said a chas yishir of tevel is also, and the Torah said a chas yishir of nevel is also, both because of kol chaylev. So does the kol chaylev, the chas yishir, carry with it the chaymer of the shir hasholim? And if the shir hasholim is in the sechomer, then the chas yishir is also in the sechomer. Or maybe not. Maybe the chaymer is only in the shir hasholim, but in the chatz yishir, we're not going to be chayiv misa anyway. Maybe he doesn't have the chaymer iser, and the chatz yishir of nevela is no more chomer than the chatz yishir of tevel. That's the suffix of the Ramban. Maskonis the Ramban, or the Nitiyas daiti of the Ramban, is that it has the chaymer, that the chatz yishir of tevel is more chomer than the chatz. But it's all sveikus in. It's all sveikus. The Ramban suffix is a suffix in the parameters of kol chaylev. If we want to be fancy, we could say it's a suffix of kol chaylev is a new iser, or if it's an extension of the old iser, if it's a new shem iser, then it's all the same. But if it's just an extension of the old shem iser of nevela and treifa, then it has with it the chaymer of nevela and treifa. Yichalana loymer, but it's not much. We could say about it's an extension of the old iser, and it's an iser, it's an extension of the iser nevela, and it's an extension of the iser of tevel. But the suffix of the Ramban is, if that extension, if the extension of the iser tevel, since it's not itself chayim iser, has the chaymer of being an iser chomer, or maybe it's not called an iser chomer, maybe at that level they're all the same chaymer is. Anyway, we don't have to put more into their mind than we need to. That's Occam's razor. We don't need to inject more lumdus than the thing needs to explain itself. We don't need any fancy lumdus. The way now especially, the Ramban's not going with chos l'tzirufa, he's only going with kol chaylev, but I don't need any fancy lumdus to explain the suffix of the Ramban. The suffix of the Ramban is p'chutoi, if the kol chaylev of tevel is more chomer than the kol chaylev of nevel. I don't need anything more than that. I don't think there is anything more than that in the suffix of the Ramban. Let's talk about another machlekes that might be totally, or at least that is, you know, that up till now we thought might be totally in this question about whether Chazal Tzuf is a siman or a sibba. And let's see now, let's take a fresh look at it. So one of the things we talked about, and this is not so much from the Reg, this is more us, is the machlekes, the Rash and the Tosfos HaRosh by Chatz Yishir Alei Dei Tarevis. So Tosfos HaRosh from Sochem and Dalet says Chatz Yishir Alei Dei Tarevis is Mutter. Tarevis means less than a Kazayas Patei Achilles Bas. And the Rash holds that it is Osir. So at the time, when we were learning Chulin, wanted to say that it's totally in this Chakira, whether it's a Simon or a Chulin's Chakira, is Chos Yitzrufi a Simon or a Simon. You like this. That if it's a simon v'raya, the fact that Yechayim on the shir is a raya that every little bit of the shir must have been a ma'isa iser, because how could it be chayim for a bunch of ma'isa heter? So that simon v'raya is only on an iser be'en, because an iser be'en, if I eat a chayla kizayis of chayla be'en, so al kochach, then every little bit of the chayla must have been also. But in Israel, they tarevis. I don't have the simon v'raya, because this chaylev, if I keep eating it, this chaylev al yedei tarevis, I could eat it from today till next week. It's not going to add up to a shir, because it's less than the kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So in this particular form of chaylev, I don't have a raya that the Torah asked it. So maybe it's mutter. Now, she'enken, according to, if you learn that it's a sibay seris, that the Torah asked chatz yishir because it could be, because, not a raya, but it's a because, a sibay. The reason why the Torah asked Chatz Yishir is because it could be mitzaref to Shir Shalom. So even Al Yedei Tarevis could be mitzaref to Shir Shalom, because even though it's less than Kazayis B'dei Achilles Pras, but if I ate half a Kazayis in 5 minutes, I have another 4 minutes left. So the other half a Kazayis, I eat it in 30 seconds. So it's still royally mitzaref. So the Sibay Seris I have. So that's the Rash that it's also even Al Yedei Tarevis. That's what I said in Chul. But now, now that we're taking a much more jaundiced eye to the whole notion that Chatz Yishir could be a Simon Araya, because so far we don't have any Mokim Rishayim for him. All the Mekayv, the Ramban fell apart. The Ramban now is, so now much more, and we see also all the Rishayim, they asked, why don't we need a Sfar, it's a Pasuk, nobody asks, why don't we need a Pasuk, it's a Sfar. So far, we haven't found anybody who holds that it's a Simon Araya. So let's rethink this. And is there a way to understand the Tosfos HaRosh without having to come on to the idea that Chatz Yishir is a siman v'raya? So maybe it's like this. Let's assume chazus that the Tosfos are. Well, first of all, at this point, I don't know for a fact that the Tosfos Rosh learns that Chatzishir is based on Chazal Srufei at all. I mean, for all I know, the Tosfos Rosh might hold like the Ramban, like Rabbeinu Hananel, that the Isser of Chatzishir is not based on Chazal Srufei. It's based on Kol, it's only based on Kol Chaluk, like the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Ramban. I don't know for a fact that the Tosfos Rosh holds otherwise. And if you go like the Ramban, that it's nothing to do with Chazal Srufei. Chatzishir is not also because it's Chazal Srufei. Chatzishir is also because the Torah asked Chatzishir. So Yesh Mokam Loimer, maybe, that the Torah only asked a Chatzishir when it's Be'en. A Chatzishir Be'en, where it's like Kishmai Kainu, it's a Chatzi of a Shir, meaning if I eat the other Chatzi, I'll have a Shir. So there's a Chatzi of a Shir. I'm not saying it has to be literally a half, it could be a third, but it's something that if you it can add up to a shear. It's a portion of a shear. It's a chatzi shear. It's a portion of a shear, and it's the way it is now. It's a chelik of a shear. So that the Torah asked with kol chelik, but a chatzi shear in tarovis is not really a chatzi shear because I could add more. The way it is now, it could never add up to a shear. Maybe that's not called a chatzi shear, and maybe that doesn't go into the exeris of kosher of a kol chelik. But if you're in the world of chazit srufei, so what's the difference? It's chazit srufei. I can add another half of Zayas Ben, and it'll be Chazal Sufi. But the Fidar Rabban, we're not busy with Chazal Sufi. The Fidar Rabban, we're only just busy with Kol Chaylev. Kol Chaylev has nothing to do with Chazal Sufi. Kol Chaylev just exists a Kosovo that a Chatzishir is also. So that's sort of a black box. Like, what does it say in Kol Chaylev? Maybe it says in Kol Chaylev that a half of something, but it has to be a half that's the same as the other half. You know, I have two halves, or three thirds, and they're all exactly the same, and together they're Shir Sholim, but I'm only eating a third of it. So lazan ekayim chatzishir the Torah said kol chaylev. But if I have something that if I had another one on the table in front of me, I wouldn't be looking at a shir. Maybe that's not called a chatzishir. So maybe it doesn't go into kol chaylev. So that's number one. Who says the Torah should go with chazal srufei b'char? But even if we'll say that the Torah is going with chazal srufei, but adayin and let's adayin yesh mokum loymar. That the Tosfos that to understand the Tosfos Rosh, and Yesh Mokum Loim that it's a Sibo. The thrust of my thinking today is that everybody holds either they don't hold from Chazal Srufei at all like the Ramban, but if you hold from Chazal Srufei then it's a Sibo. It's not a Siman Varaya. The whole Siman Varaya school of thought that I'm now skeptical about. I'm not saying it can't be, but I'm skeptical. So what about the Tosfos Rosh? What's Tran Tosfos Rosh? So I feel like this. Yesh Lodin Demis. Even on the sad that Chotzitshir, that Chazal Srufei is a Siba Iseris. The Torah asked it because it's royal in star. Like that sad in Rav Elchanan. Adayin, Yeshli Estapik, there's two ways to understand that itself. What do we mean when we say the Torah, with Kol Chaylev, the Torah asked it, a Chotzitshir, because it's Chazal Srufei? That itself could be said in two ways. This I alluded to the other day. One way to say it is that the Torah asked a chatzishir because you might eat a shir. That's one way to say siba yiseres. The Torah said kol chaylev, don't eat a chatzishir of chaylev because it's roi to be starved to a shir of chaylev. Therefore, it's a bad idea. You know, this is dangerous. It's dangerous. Like a mine, you know, so it's a minefield. You could come to eat a whole shear. You eat a chatzi shear. From eating a chatzi shear, you could eat a whole shear. So the Torah therefore said, don't eat a chatzi shear. And it's such nechayim, it's such right. It's what they call a hachoka deraisa. Like the usual source they quote for that is the Ran. At the beginning of the Psalm, the Ran says, Balyor, Balyamotze, is a hachoka deraisa in the Yisra Achilu. So al derech zeh, the Torah said, don't eat a chatzi shear because you might come to eat a shear shalom. That's the one musuch in the Siba Yiseres. But there's another way to say Chazal Srufei, still within the tzad that it's a Siba Yiseres, but we could say it in a different nusach. We could say that because this is Chazal Srufei to a Shir Chiyuv, this Chatzi Shir is right to be part of a Chiyuv. So therefore, the Torah treats it as a Dover HaMetu'ov, and the Torah said not to eat it. Not because he might come to eat a Shir Shalom. You'll be a Fum Jew, you're not going to eat a Shir Shalom. Torah, nonetheless, this is something that it has within it the nature that it could be mitzvah to a chiyuv. This half a kazayis of chaylev, it could be mitzvah to a shir shalom of isser chaylev, of chiyuv chaylev. So the Torah said something that has the potential to be part of something that has the potential to be part of a chiyuv. The Torah said that it's also. It's also a sibay seres, but it's a different nusuch. We're still going in the mahalach there. We're going with chosin surufin, meaning the Torah said kol chaylev, but the time it occurs because it's chosin surufin. But that itself, so and it's a sibay seres, and it applies even to the darim v'shvus if you want, because it's a sibay seres. But a whole gufa, we can learn it's like a hachoka, or we can learn it's not a hachoka that you might complete a shir. You may, you'll never eat a shir. But the Torah said that something which is right, even starved to a shir chiyuv, the Torah said that it should be awesome. The Torah asked it. The Torah said that by the Torah is a dover amatov. So it could be that would be enough. That maybe that's the nekudas hamachlokes between the Rash and the Tosfos HaRosh. If it's a hachoka, so even a chatzis shir al yedei tarevus, there's still a hachoka. There's a mokum for the hachoka because if I'll eat a chatzis shir al yedei tarevus, so in 5 minutes I'll eat half a gazayis and a tarevus, so maybe I'll eat in the 4 minutes remaining, I could eat a chatzis zayis shir al yedei tarevus. So the hachoka you still have, says the Rash. So therefore it's still also. It's not the hachoka, what's the difference? Every time you eat a chatzis shir, there's a potential that you could be mashal in the shir. Masha Enkein, if you learn, it's not the hachoka. The pshat is something which could be part of a shir of shalom, a shir of chiyuv. So by the mere fact that it could be part of a shir of chiyuv, that gives it already the nature of being usher itself. Because Kilo was saying, a whole shir is a chiyuv. But something that's part of a whole shir is an isser. Something that's right to mean starf to a whole shir. So it's not a chiyuv, but it has the Torah said that it's still awesome. So then yesh mokum leimar, even then it's not muchach. Yesh mokum leimar, that's only where you have a chatzis zayis, that the way it is. Well, it's kilo saying like this: look, the whole thing is also is chayiv. If the whole thing is chayiv, so a third of it is also. So that's only where, like I said before, where the way the thing this third is if I had another two of them, it would be a shir. So then the third has some of the nature of the chiyuv. It shares the chazal tumi means the mixas has some of the nature of the shalom. The shalom is a chiyuv, so the mixas is an iser because the mixas gets some of the nature, since it's chazal tzuruf, it's right to be mitzarif for the shlemus. So it has some of the nature of the shlemus. That's only where it's, if I had more of the same, then they would be mitzarif dakosh to a shir shalom. But in a case where this mixas, even if I had more of the same of it, it wouldn't be mitzvah to shir shalom, I would have to take something different, something more concentrated. But the way it is now, I could have more and more of it, and it would never be mitzvah to a shir. So then it doesn't share in the nature of the shalom, because it's different than its nature. It's more diffuse. So maybe such a thing is not chazal tzurufin. Maybe that's the svar of the Tosfos HaRosh. And these are all svaras and not machlokes, but the point that I want to bring out is we could deal with this machlokes Tosfos HaRosh and the Rash without ever having to invoke the notion that it's a siman v'raya. We can go on the side that it's a sibay seres. But within sibay seres, there's also two different ways to say it. Sibay seres can mean that it's archoka, like many want to say, it's archoka deraisa. Or it can mean that because the chalik could be mistarif to the whole, so it has some of the nature of the whole, and the Torah asked that too, at a lower level. And there's enough room in that to explain this machlokes between the Rash and Tosfos in the Tosfos HaRosh.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
But what about in a case where if there's pork and beans that one could eat a half a kazayas of pork and beans in 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Can't they simply just eat the same tarovas again in only 4 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know. That's not the case. The Tosfos is, you look inside, the Tosfos is talking about when you don't have kazayas b'nei achilas pas. When you have a kazayas b'nei achilas pas, that's not called chatshishi al yedei tarovas. Then less man the polygon, that's also chatshishi.
Thanks.
Rebbe,
yeah.
The second svara for Siba Oseris, the one that's not a harchaka,
right?
How is that really any different than Simon? It's saying the fact.
That's right. So in a way, it's similar, but it's different because Simon Raya means it doesn't need a pasuk. Simon Raya means from the very fact that there's a chiyuv, there must be that the chelik is also, because how could the whole be also if the chelik was mutter? And that, for example, by Nedarim and Shuas wouldn't be true, because by Nedarim and Shuas, the main issue is the Bitus Fasayim. It triggers that I violated my Bitus Fasayim. So there's not a Raya from the whole to the Mitzvahs. This, here we're saying something else. Here we're saying it's Exeris HaKosov. Without Exeris HaKosov, it doesn't go. But the time of the Kroah, the reason why the Torah asked for the Mitzvahs is because the Mitzvahs is sort of like the Sholem. It's the Chosel Tzarufe gives it enough affinity to the Sholem that the Torah should forbid it in its own right. So that could be even by Nedarim and Shavuos. Since if you eat the Dover HaSholem, you'll violate the Isur B'tis Fasayim. And since this Chalik has some connection to the Dover HaSholem, because it could be starved to the Dover HaSholem, so the Torah asked it, because even though it's not mamish a violation of B'tis Fasayim, but it's right to be starved to a violation of the Isur B'tis Fasayim. So the Mele Torah asked it, even the Mitzvahs.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
As far as the two ways to explain the Tosos Rosh, we said one of them was to say that he really holds like Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ramban.
Right.
The Tosos Rosh in Yuma says that Chazilat Strufe is a time of Dekra for Kol Chelev.
So then Takanat. So then he doesn't.
This is, but then, meaning,
in our Gemara.
Yeah, in Yuma.
Okay. So then in the Chananel. So then, assuming that he's consistent, so then you're right. So then he's not like the Rambam. There's another couple of interesting cases that Chayim talk about. They all bear on this raid. First of all, it's a very fascinating shaila. Is there chatzis shir by Bal Yod Bal Yimotze? Person has on Pesach, he owns a chatzis zayis of chametz. Is that also min haTorah? Is it also min haTorah to have a chatzis zayis of chametz in your house?
Chametz is b'kol shehu, no?
No, chametz b'achila. Chametz is no chametz to be chayev is because zayis. Chametz b'tarhoyves asas b'kol shu. That's been the abana maybe, but there is the chiyuv for chametz is because zayis. Chiyuv achila and the chiyuv by your chametz is not really malchus because lavshim and ma'aser. The Ramah there is malchus if you buy chametz and pesach. So if you bought a half a zayis of chametz and pesach, you don't get malchus anyway because it's only a chatzishir. But is it also to have Chatzis Zayis on Pesach? So Rishonim is not so much foolish about this. There's a Maram Chalava Mesachim Daf Chav Dalet, Daf Mem Dalet rather, who says that there is an Isser of Chatzis Shir. And the other end, the Keset Mishnah says that there's no Isser of Chatzis Shir by Bayu Abayi Matzah. So what's the Svara? What's the Svara of the Keset Mishnah? Why should there not be Bayu Abayi Matzah? Why should there not be Chatzis Shir by Bayu Abayi Matzah? So the Shagazai in Simon Ayin Dalet, he champions this shita that there's no din of Chatzishir by Bal Yiroi by Yimotzei. It's negay to sugis. It's not like it's totally divorced. It's negay to sugis, but it's not mafurish from Rishonim. It's negay to sugis about Botsuk Shibasid Kareva, even the Starf. But Akoponim, the Shagazai goes that there's no Bal Yiroi by Yimotzei. And he says a beautiful saw. He says, Chosel Serufe, but Chatzishir is based on Chosel Serufe. Chosel Seruf is only shayach where the mushal by achila if I eat a half a kezayis, so that half a kezayis I'm not chayach for. But if I'll eat another half a kezayis, I'll be chayach for this half a kezayis. This half a kezayis will have played a role in my ultimate chiyuv. Retroactively, when I'll eat the last half a kezayis, the first half a kezayis was part of my chiyuv. So that's called chosel Seruf. By Bayor by Motzei, if I have half a kezayis now and then I throw it out and then I get another half a kezayis, there's no seruf. I have to have all. That's for sure. That I have to have in order to violate by to be chayif for by yom b'yomotzi. I have to have a whole kezayif at the same time. So when I have half a kezayif now, that has nothing to do with my later on having a whole kezayif. Later on, when I have a whole kezayif, I'm not going to be chayif for having had a half a kezayif. If at 10 o'clock I have half a kezayif, and then at 2 o'clock I add another half a kezayif, so the chiyuv is for having a whole kezayif at 2 o'clock. The fact that I had half a kezayis at 10 o'clock had nothing to do with the chiyuv at 2 o'clock. So that's not called chosel tzeruf. I've come from the shagazai. So Aroya Yira, Katis and Mamish told in all these shayas they were talking about. First of all, he's assuming that Chatzishir is based on chosel tzeruf. If you hold like the Ramban, that Chatzishir has nothing to do with chosel tzeruf, like the Ramban, like Rabbeinu Chananel, that Chatzishir has nothing to do with chosel tzeruf. So then this whole thing falls apart. The Torah asks in Chatzishir, finish. So this is a Chatzishir. The chazir tzufa I only need for a ma'isa achilo, because unless the half a gazai is not a ma'isa achilo. By Rabbi Yemotzi, I don't even need a ma'isa achilo. Who needs? You don't need a ma'isa achilo in the first place. So the chazir tzufa is not even necessary. L'moshel, according to the Yerushalmi, Reish Lakish will be mighty by Rabbi Yemotzi. The chatzishir is also because the ma'isa achilo you don't need, and kol chelav you have. Right, the Bavdil's Reish Lakish doesn't know from kol chelav, but we all like Rabbi Yechon, we have kol chelav. So they only need the chazir tzufa to add. But where's the ma'isa achilo? By Rabbi Yemotzi. Forget the ma'isa achilo. All I need is kol chelav I have. So the filler and banner of Ben Chanano, there's nothing to talk about. By Rabbi Yemotzi, avada should be also. Chatzishir by Rabbi Yemotzi, avada should be also. If on the other hand you hold that chatzishir is based on chazal tzarufe, so then nechseana. Simon Varaya, I don't know, that's really complicated. Is there a Simon Varaya from the fact that I'm chayav on a whole kazayas? Is it a Simon Varaya that every little bit must be also? God, a Simon Varaya you don't have. If it's a Simon Varaya, in a way, the Shakazayah is right. Because it may be true that if you're chayav for having a whole kazayas, so it's a Simon Varaya that every little bit of that kazayas was also usur. But it's only a Simon Varaya that every little bit was usur when I had the whole kazayas. So yes, from the fact that at 2 o'clock I'm chayiv for Bar Yom Ha'Motzei, it's a raya that every little bit of chametz at 2 o'clock was also part of the ma'isa ha'isa. But it's still not a raya that having half a kazayis and chametz at 10 o'clock is part of the ma'isa is also chal not. Maybe having half a kazayis is mutter when I have a whole kazayis is also. But anyway, let's say within the that it's not a siman raya. And right now we're very down on the side of siman raya. We're going more than it's. Right now we're going on the other side.